physical pain, post-traumatic stress, and inconsolable crying. Those are just some of the experiences of migrant children highlighted in the new report from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of Inspector General, or OIG. Investigators visited 45 facilities last year funded by the ORR, the Office of Refugee Resettlement, including 20 facilities in Texas. They interviewed about 100 mental health clinicians who worked with the children detained there.
Facility staff reported that longer lengths of stay resulted in deteriorating mental health for some children and increased demands on staff.
Ann Maxwell is Assistant Inspector General with the Office of Evaluation and Inspections.
Facilities reported that addressing the needs of separated children was particularly challenging because these children exhibited more fear, feelings of abandonment, and post-traumatic stress than did children who were not separated.
In 2018, at the height of the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy, the ORR saw a sharp increase in the number of children 12 and under in its care. And clinicians who worked with them told the OIG they felt unprepared to address the children's mental health needs.
In the report, they say that there's not enough clinical staff for the number of kids. And not just the number of kids, but the kind of problems that the children appear with.
Luis Zayas is dean of the Steve Hicks School of Social Work at the University of Texas at Austin. Zayas has researched the mental health impacts of family separation. After the zero-tolerance policy was implemented, he warned the practice could do long-term psychological damage. Zayas says ideally, children facing such intense trauma would be treated in smaller settings. Office of Refugee Resettlement guidelines call for having one mental health clinician for every 12 children at a facility. But the OIG report shows some clinicians found themselves treating as many as 25 children. That meant less time for counseling and less individual attention, which Zaya says could make it even harder to establish trust.
Children in detention centers will be meeting new staff with every shift, and they may not distinguish between the clinical staff and the guards and the officials from the government.
On top of high caseloads, the OIG report finds the unpredictable length of children's stays in custody made it hard to deliver meaningful treatment. Federal law requires the children get one individual counseling session and two group therapy sessions per week. Investigators didn't assess the quality of mental health care kids received, but clinicians reported they were hesitant to have the kids revisit traumatic memories because they might not be around to continue therapy and address underlying issues. Instead, clinicians say they focused on a, quote, band-aid approach to treatment, trying to help kids cope for the time being. The Office of Inspector General's report offers some recommendations to better meet children's mental health care needs. That includes hiring and retaining more qualified staff, providing more specialized treatment, and minimizing the amount of time children spend in these facilities. Zaya says that last part is key.
The longer a child stays in some kind of custody, the greater the damage that can be done. So the idea is to get them in, screen them, examine them, treat them, do what you can, but get them someplace where they can have a home-like environment, even if it's just a small group home where they can live with other children, but to really stabilize their lives.
The Administration for Children and Families, which oversees the ORR, says it agrees with all of the report's recommendations. Federal officials say some of them are already being implemented. Saida Hassan, KERA News.